Ah, there you are. Good evening to you. Glad you could join me. Welcome to your weekly binge of all things bagpipes. And it's straight down the middle competition style Highland piping for you mainly tonight. Well, not just competition style, actual competition playing. Because it comes to you from last weekend's Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition that was held in Glasgow at the former College of Piping building, and that's all now part of the National Piping Centre. It's their Otago Street branch, if you like. Now, before you tell me I'm pronouncing that wrong, because everybody in Scotland calls it Otago Street, but I was once picked up by an actual real-life New Zealander on that pronunciation. And they informed me it is Otago Street. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. That's where we were. Welcome to episode 48.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West, in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Yeah, so the Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition last weekend in Glasgow. I said that's where we were, I think, just before the sting there. Yeah, that's not strictly true, because I wasn't there. I was meant to be going, and I was all set to go until a couple of days before, and I came down with some kind of lurgy thing, which, as you can maybe hear from my rather gravelly voice tonight, is still with me to a certain extent. And so, didn't really feel up to going, but more to the point, I didn't think it would be a good idea, and I didn't think anybody would thank me if I had gone through and infected half of the piping population of Scotland. So I stayed clear, I stayed at home, and I sent young Mr. Charlie West instead. Charlie obliged by going through with the recording gear and capturing it for us, and he's far better at that techie stuff than I am anyway. And as you'll hear, Charlie did a fine job. So thank you to you, Charlie. And this is a contest organised by the CPA, the Competing Pipers Association. And it's for their B and C graded players. So if you're not familiar with that system, basically all competing pipers in the solo world are given a grade by the CPA. It runs from, well, P is professional grade, then A grade, B grade and C grade. And basically you start off when you first start in competitions in the C category, and you hopefully, if you do well in that grade, work your way up to B and then on up to A and so on. We were there to capture the B grade for you. And some very fine performances there were too. I've had a listen to them all. And we're going to bring you some of the prize winners tonight. Starting right now with the first placed winner of the March Strathspian Reel. So I should explain, there were three sections really. There was the Pibroch section, that was in a different room. We didn't capture that for you. Didn't have enough microphones to cover two rooms at the same time. So we went for the March to Spain reel. And there was also a jig competition later in the day. Charlie had a previous engagement back here in Edinburgh later in the afternoon, so he got off with that one. So it's March to Spain reel for you all the way over the next wee while. The winner of the B-grade March Strathspian Reel was young Mr. Ross Connor. Ross is yet another piper from Campbellton. I seem to say that a lot because there have been generations of top pipers from Campbellton in Kintyre. I don't know what it is in the water down there, but they produce great pipers. He's played with the Isle of Islay Pipe Band. He's taught by John Wilson, so in excellent hands there. And anyway, he sounds like this. His March Strathspian Reel comprised Mora Gramsey, Cat Lodge and Little Cascade. The winning performance from last week's B-grade March Strathspian Reel from Ross Connor.
Thank you.
Yeah, great playing indeed. Well done to Ross Connor winning that contest, the B-grade match to Spain Reel at last weekend's competition in Glasgow, the Duncan Johnson Memorial Contest. Morag Ramsay Cat Lodge and the Little Cascade were his tunes there. I guess I should give you a little bit of background to this, because I've been merrily talking away here about the Duncan Johnson Memorial. Who was Duncan Johnson? I hear some of you ask. Many of you will know who Duncan Johnson was, but just in case, if you're new to this game of bagpipes, Duncan was, how'd you describe Duncan? One of the great players, one of the great teachers and composers of the, well, really the second half of the 20th century, I guess is one way to put it. He passed away in 1999. Although he was born in Glasgow, I think many of us think of him very much as a kind of Hebridean player. His parents were both Gaels, certainly from the Outer Hebrides. His father was from Benbecula, his mother from Barra, and in fact she was the sister of the famous Father John Macmillan of Barra. Pipers amongst you may well play that 2-4 march, immortalised he was in that march by Norman MacDonald from Skye. Actually, just here's a wee flavour of that tune, not on pipes. Great 2-4 march there. Father John Macmillan of Barra, who was the uncle of the man we're talking about here, and in whose memory last week's competition was held in Glasgow, Duncan Johnson. Duncan spent a lot of time actually out there in the Hebrides. I suppose that's why I think of him as a kind of Hebridean in his own right. He certainly picked up a lot of the nuances, the flavours of the pipe music and other music of the Outer Isles, that's for sure. He didn't really enjoy competing very much himself. He didn't do very much of it, therefore, fair enough. He did make his name, though, in the knockout-style contests. They are quite common these days, where two players go head-to-head, basically playing for, what, half an hour, 40 minutes each of kind of anything goes. And then the audience votes normally, and the winner goes through to the next round and so on. You might think of that as, well, I do, as being quite a modern thing. The first one was organised in 1964 by the Scottish Pipers Association. And Duncan wasn't going to play in that either, but he was persuaded to play because somebody dropped out, somebody couldn't make it. So he kind of filled that spot, won that round, won the next round, found himself in the final against none other than the famous pipe major Donald MacLeod, widely regarded as one of the best players of all time. And Duncan beat him. He won that inaugural contest, and he didn't compete often, but he did take the odd scalp here and there when he did. He was a cabinet maker in the shipyards of the Clyde, and amongst his pupils was Finlay MacDonald, director of the Piping Centre these days. Finlay has many stories of going to Duncan for lessons when he was in his teens. And in fact, Duncan taught for a while in the very building where last Saturday's event took place, in Otago Street, the old College of Piping. Anyway, so that's the background. That's why they were all there to celebrate that great hero of the piping establishment. So back to the actual competition. Second place in the B grade, March Strathspian Reel, went to Cameron May. Cameron's from Lanarkshire. He's been picking up a lot of prizes around about the Highland Games circuit in recent years. In fact, he won the Highlands and Islands Young Piper of the Year. That was last year, I think, 2023, out in Benbecula. That's a very prestigious title. And clearly he was in good form again last weekend. His tunes were the Duke of Roxburgh's Farewell to the Black Mount Forest, which I think must be just about the longest title of a 2-4 march, Inveraray Castle, and Mrs. McPherson of Inverin. Cameron May.
Thank you.
Cameron May taking second place in last weekend's Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition in the B grade. March Strathspeyan Reel. The Duke of Roxburgh's farewell to the Blackmount Forest was the march. His Strathspey was Inverary Castle and Mrs. McPherson of Inverin. And while we're on pronunciations, Otago, Otago, Inverin, Inveran, again, I was once picked up for saying Inveran, whereas apparently it should be Inverin. Anyway, I shall not detain you any longer with place name pronunciations. That's it for tonight. Well done to Cameron taking second place. Now, maybe I should just run down the full list of winners for you. Well, as I said, the B-grade Pibroch was running simultaneously in that building in a different room to the event we were covering. So I don't have recordings of that, but I'll give you the prize list all the same. There were 22 played in that one. Luke Kennedy took first place. Well done to Luke Brody. Watson Massey took second. John Jew was third. James McPetrie was fourth. And Edward Gall was fifth. And the judges, incidentally, for that were Glenn Brown and Alistair Henderson. Very fine players themselves. We are concentrating on the March Strathspeyan Reel. I should give you the adjudicator bench for that. Two-man bench, Colin McClellan and Gordon McCready. As we've already said, Ross Connor was first in that. Cameron May was second. And we'll hopefully hear from the other prize winners, who were Keith Bowes in third place, Fraser Allison in fourth, and Jonathan Simpson in fifth. There was a jig competition, as I mentioned earlier. John Jew won that one in the B grade. Cameron May was second. Keith Bowes was third. James McPetrie fourth, and Ross Connor fifth. A few kind of crossovers between in the light music. Clearly, there was a few players who were very much in form in the light music across the March Strathspeyan Reel and the jig, but a completely different first five in the Pibroch section, which is interesting. And Luke Kennedy took the overall, given that he won the Pibroch, and there's a Pibroch preference for the overall, as usual in these contests. So well done to Luke. I'll just give you the C-grade event prize winners too. Again, Pibroch, there 36 played in that one. That's a huge field. There had to be heats and then a final for that. Winning the C-grade Pibroch was Karen McCrindle Warren. Karen, well done to you. That's a fantastic result. Andrew Patterson, second. Craig Muirhead, third. Norman Gillis was fourth. Son of the late Pipe Major Alistair Gillis. Lewis Maxwell was fifth. John Wilson and Craig Sutherland were on the bench for that one. And the C-grade March Strathspeyan Reel. Again, 36 in that one as well. Heats and a final. Scott McCaskill was first. Kyle Sheed second. Andrew Patterson third. Norman Gillis again fourth. And Tori Killoran was fifth. Ewan Anderson and Callum Beaumont were the judges for that. And finally, the C-grade jig. Kyle Sheed took that one ahead of Tori Killoran. Hamish Munro in third. Norman Gillis in fourth. And Ayla McElhinney was fifth. Sarah Muir and Peter Hunt were on the bench for that one. Now, Duncan Johnson, as I've said, a very fine player, and as is his son, Neil Johnson, not of the pipes, but of the cello. And Neil is a very well-known cello player around Scotland. He's played in national orchestras, and he's done a lot of work in lots of different lineups, including with some pipers. But I just want to play you this, because this is him playing one of his dad's, probably his dad's most famous tune, the 3-4 March, Farewell to Nig, played beautifully here on cello by Neil Johnston. Thank you. I love the sound of that instrument, and something very special, I think, about Neil Johnson playing his dad's composition there, Farewell to Nig. Well, back to the competition in his dad's name, the Duncan Johnson Memorial, and third place in the B-grade March Strathspian Reel went to Keith Bowes. Now, Keith is the former pipe major of Johnson and District Pipe Band, Grade 1 band. In fact, he took them up into Grade 1 and established them there as a very strong band in that top flight. He's now passed the pipe major's baton on to Donald Mackay, another very experienced player in Grade 1. Keith Bowes, it's good to see that he's taking back out onto the solo boards. MacLean of Pennycross, Inverary Castle and Miss Proud were his tunes. A second rendition in a row of Inverary Castle. I've only just spotted that. You can rewind and listen to Cameron May again play his set, and you can compare and contrast the styles of playing in Inverary Castle. This is Keith Bowes.
Thank you.
Fine playing indeed from Keith Bowes, taking third place in the B grade March Strathspeyan Reel at last weekend's Duncan Johnson competition in Glasgow. And McLean of Pennycross, Inverary Castle and Miss Proud were his tunes. Now, we'll take a wee break from that contest, and I'd just like to catch up with a little bit of your correspondence, which keeps coming in, and I'm delighted about that. Do keep letting us know about just about anything of relevance that you care to let us know about. It's lovely to hear from you. A lot of you have been getting in touch about your journeys in piping, as you're encouraged to do. And we have the odd theme going from time to time as well. So, who do we have? Christina McLeod. I like this one. Christina, I hope you don't mind me reading this one out, and I hope it doesn't get you in trouble at your work. They'll not be listening anyway. She said, just a note to say, I'm delighted to have discovered your EYP podcast. I'm even more delighted to discover that your website isn't on the blocked list at work. So I'm working my way through each podcast from the start. The sound of the pipes now emanates from my office at 10 Sheriff Court. Thanks for the good tune. Stress management at its finest. Well, that's a new one. Yes, people have tuned in for various reasons to EYP over the months. Stress management, I think that's a new one. I think I'll put that in the byline now in my marketing material. Stressed out? Need a little break from your work? Tune in to EYP. Christina McLeod in 10 Sheriff Court. Thank you very much. Another very short one here from someone who's been in touch before. This is Alan Weaver, who's in Hornell in New York. Thanks, he says, for introducing me to Shaitan. Yes, played Shaitan. Was it last week? Or was it the week before? I can't remember. Very recently, anyway. I had known of their Hokal Numbo, as it is the gathering tune of the Clan MacFarlane. Yes, it is indeed. I have now replayed their other tune from the end of this week's programme about a dozen times, he says. Looks like I have another album to wear out. Thanks again, Alan Weaver. Well, that's great. That's exactly what we want. My role, or one of my roles, quite apart from relieving your stress, managing your stress, is just to let you hear music that you will then go and explore in your own right. And hopefully buy it one way or another and support these artists. And if you're, my work is done, if that's what you're doing. And Alan Weaver, that's exactly what you're doing. Thank you. And I'll pass that on to the Shaitan guys. Now, I said that we have one or two themes going, and one that kind of reared its head recently was bagpipe disaster stories. Stuart Cooper from Blair Gowrie got in touch, as he has before. He says, hi Gary, Stuart Cooper from Blair Gowrie here again. You asked for stories about piping disasters. Well, I have a recent one, which turned out well in the end. Right, I like the ones that turn out well. Yes. Good, keep them coming. I bought a set of, here we go. This doubles up as a story and an extra bit of marketing for my sponsors. I bought a set of RG Hardy practice pipes just before the first lockdown. Yes, well, they were also so kind as to lend me, well, I'm not sure if it's a lend, a loan, or if I have to give them back at some point, but I am in the possession of the same practice pipes, the twist track practice pipes. I had a tune on them quite recently with Charlie, aforementioned Charlie, who has other talents, including playing guitar. That was out on social media a few weeks ago, so check that out. Anyway, so yes, I know exactly what you mean, Stuart, with the RG Hardy practice pipes. And he said, I've really enjoyed playing them. Yes, I have too. They have a lovely sound to them, similar to small pipes, and are great for having a quick practice before heading out to work in the morning. My 14-year-old son, Cameron, is learning the pipes and is being taught by pipe major Scott Methven. Ah, yes, former Sovereign Piper, Queen's Piper. Scott's a great teacher, great player. And yeah, I'd forgotten Scott's teaching around that part of Perthshire, yes. Scott, if you happen to be listening, hello to you. So yeah, Cameron's been taught by Scott Methven, Pipe Major Scott Methven, through the Scottish Schools Pipes and Drums Trust, who I have mentioned before also, a wonderful organisation, who raise funds to make sure that as many young people across Scotland and the state schools have the opportunity to learn pipes and drums, and a great job they do too. So he's really enjoying, this is Cameron, really enjoying the experience, and also attends the Saturday Piping Club with Ailish Sutherland at the National Piping Centre in Glasgow. Yeah, I was out in the States recently with Ailish, and also has one-to-one lessons with Keir Milne in Perth. Well, that's three great teachers Cameron's got there then, in that case, between Scott, Ailish and Keir, all great players, all great teachers. He's so keen that I'm having to practice more to try and keep ahead of him. Yeah, you see, being pushed from the young people coming through, that's, it can't be a bad thing, that. He carries on. He decided to enter the Perform in Perth piping competition this year in the practice chanter category, and the week before he was worried that he didn't really know his tune very well. Yeah, okay, that's always a bit of a drawback if you're going in for a competition. I knew it was just nerves and suggested to him that while I was playing my practice pipes, I would play the top hand of the tune and he would play the bottom. Interesting technique, thus showing him that he knew the tune better than he thought. I'd seen this done before, but I'd never tried it myself. So away we went, standing side by side, laughing at the novelty of it. It's a hard thing to do that, actually. You would think it would be easy, but it's not, because coordinating two brains is twice as hard as coordinating one. Anyway, laughing at the novelty and trying to concentrate on the tune, we managed to play Terribus fairly well. Cameron was so happy that he did know the tune well, that when we finished, he decided to give me a big hug. And that's when disaster struck. The drones of the practice pipes sit across the chest, yes they do, and as he hugged me, they were caught between us. The first I knew something was wrong was when I heard something hitting the floor. At first I thought he had just dislodged the top of the bass drone, but when I went bent to pick it up, I saw to my horror that both tuning pins on the bass were broken. Oh no. Break your bass drone, to quote a tune of Gordon Duncan's, a double break of the bass drone. My poor practice pipes would play no more. You see, if I'd been on the ball, I would have been playing you a snatch of Break Your Bass Drone, blah, blah, Break Your Bass Drone right now. I missed that chance. Anyway, with heavy hearts, we put them away. Now for the upside of the story. Good. We like a happy ending. I contacted Hardy's and explained the problem and wondered if they sold a replacement part. Isla was very helpful, quickly got back to me with the good news that yes, they do, and I now have it. I think she felt my pain. So my practice pipes are alive again, and I can march around my kitchen at 7 in the morning, piping away without disturbing the rest of the house. To finish, I suppose I should add that Cameron entered the competition, played really well, he didn't panic, he remembered all the tips and advice his tutors had given him. He competed against 17 others from across Perth and District, or Perth and Kinross rather, and I am delighted to say he won. Ah, well done, Cameron. And he's now the holder of the Perth and District Pipe Band Cup. Cameron, well done to you. It was all that practice, helped by your dad. Never mind the mishap. The icing on the cake for Cameron was that when Ian Duncan, Neil Clark and Al Duffy, amongst others, shook his hand and congratulated him. I would just like to finish by saying that I enjoyed the online Christmas gathering. Ah, yes, you came to that, that you hosted. Thank you for the invitation and keep up the great work, Stuart. Stuart, thank you for that. That was a long missive, but well worth sticking with because it was a happy ending. And well done to you, Cameron. Shows the advantage of having, well, I was said earlier, three good teachers. Clearly you've got four good teachers, because we'll count your dad in that. Okay, talking of great players, back to that competition. Fourth place went to one of the most experienced players actually in the field at this contest. His tunes were Pipe Major J. McWilliams, Tullochgorm, and The Rejected Suitor. This is Fraser Allison. Fraser Allison taking fourth place in last weekend's competition in Glasgow in Otago Street at the National Piping Centre, the Duncan Johnson Memorial, and that was Pipe Major Jim McWilliams, Tullagh Gorm and the Rejected Suitor making up that set. Duncan Johnson was a great friend of Donald MacLeod, and I said earlier that the two of them went to head to head in that 1964 knockout, to the Scottish Pipers Association knockout competition. Great stories of the two of them, and in fact, Donald composed a very famous hornpipe for his mate Duncan Johnson, simply called Duncan Johnson, and here's a band. I thought, right, let's play this tune. We can't not play the Duncan Johnson hornpipe. So I had a wee look through the collection. Who do I have playing it? And I don't think I've played Ossian yet on EYP. I could be wrong. Maybe there was a track early in the episodes, but I don't remember it. So, yeah, this is a great chance to play one of the seminal bands, folk bands, from the early period of pipes, Highland pipes, being integrated into folk bands from the 70s and 80s. This particular album was 1982, The Dove Across the Water, it was called, featuring Ian MacDonald on pipes. The other tunes are The Duck and The Curlew, but beginning with the hornpipe, Duncan Johnston.
Thank you.
Now, I had a major coughing fit there while that was playing. I think I've got it under control now with a wee glass of water. That was Ossian. The Dove Across the Water was that 1982 album. And the tunes were The Duck and the Curlew and beginning, of course, with Duncan Johnson. Back to the Duncan Johnson Memorial Contest and one more performance. Fifth place went to Jonathan Simpson. Jonathan is a long-term member of the Boghall and Bathgate Pipe Band, the People's Ford. Boghall and Bathgate Pipe Band must give the sponsors their full name at all times. They're very important to our art form. And they are, of course, the current World Pipe Band champions. And Jonathan's March to Spain reel comprised The Braes of Brecklet, Blair Drummond and The Smith of Killyhassie. Now, I did... I'm going back on my word, because I did say earlier that I wouldn't be doing any more smart aleck suggestions of how you're supposed to pronounce these various place names that have been coming up tonight. But I am insisting on this one, because you hear all variations of this one. Chilly Chassis and such things. No, it is. It's in Perthshire, just outside Aberfeldy, not far from where I was born. So I say with some authority that this is the Smith of Killyhassie, played along with the other tunes by Jonathan Simpson.
Thank you.
Johnny Simpson there with the Braes of Brecklet, Blair Drummond and the Smith of Killyhassie. And he took fifth place in the Duncan Johnson Memorial Competition last weekend. And that's all the sets we're going to take from that competition for now. But there's lots more. And I think what I'll do is I'll just keep them up my sleeve, as it were, my electronic sleeve, and feed the odd performance in the weeks and months ahead, just when I feel like a good March of Spain reel from upcoming players, then that will be the source at my disposal, and I'll share it with you. But for now, thanks to everyone there at the former College of Piping in Otago Street in Glasgow, and to everyone at the Competing Pipers Association, to everyone who let us actually record them, and to Charlie, my boy, Charlie West, for capturing it all for us. And that's it for this week. I can feel the throat about to go again. So I shall wrap up rather quickly, rather promptly. But thanks so much for being with me. I hope you've enjoyed some of that new music from up-and-coming players in the B grade at the Duncan Johnson Memorial. And as I said, there'll be more from that from time to time in the weeks ahead. For now, I hope you can join me next week. I'll be back, all being well, in the throat department. Thanks once again to my main sponsor, RG Hardy Bagpipes. And until next time, please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.